This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The deadline is now Sunday for Greece to work out a financial rescue with its creditors. An emergency 28-nation European summit has been convened for that day. Independent reporter John Syropoulos is in Athens, where time could be running out for Greece staying with the European single currency. Morning to you, John.
Good morning.
So yesterday, European leaders were dismayed, I think, to see that Greece's prime minister had not come to Brussels with some new plan. Sounds like a new plan is emerging today?
I'm not sure that a new plan is emerging today. Now, we have heard that the prime minister will submit a preliminary set of ideas on Thursday, which he didn't have on Tuesday. I'm wondering what's going to intervene in those 2 days to suddenly inspire the Greek side into thinking of reforms that haven't already been discussed or mooted in all of the Eurogroup meetings and the summit meetings we've had so far. I think that the sense the Prime Minister gave Mr. Tsipras in his speech to the European Parliament on Wednesday morning is rather one of greater foreboding, because he spent a very long time dwelling on the mistakes of the past. He said these programs, these bailout ideas, have been running for 5 years. The Greek people are exhausted with austerity and they cannot take any more. That's what the no vote meant last Sunday. I've only been in power for 5 months, so I'm not responsible for the failure of this program and for the fact that it has exhausted the Greek people. It's almost as though he's setting up the stage for a failure on Sunday. He's not complimented all of the criticisms of the bailout programs from the past 5 years with some sort of constructive proposal for how to fix things now. You would think that if these really are the last 4 days of talks, the very, very last chance for Greece and the European Monetary Union to find a solution that doesn't destroy both of them, you'd think that everyone would be putting everything on the table. You'd think that Mr. Tsipras would be putting forward impressive cost cuts to public spending that are politically expensive for him. And you'd think that Mrs. Merkel would be putting forward a restructuring of Greek debt, which the International Monetary Fund says is now absolutely inevitable if it's ever going to be repaid. And she's promised her taxpayers they will never have to foot the bill for the Greek bailout. But you'd think that both sides would now come forward at the last moment with what is politically most distasteful, but they haven't. So I'm not holding out very high hopes right now.
Now, coming out of the referendum on Sunday, you were mentioning to me that some of the Greek voters who had voted no on the conditions of the last bailout were saying, oh, our leaders will work something out soon. Is that view changing, do you think, as the week wears on?
I think Greeks are just holding their breath at the moment. The headlines in Wednesday's newspapers are suggesting that everyone considers this 5-day period until Sunday a critical one for the process of negotiation. Now, 4 out of 5 Greeks do not want Greece to leave the Eurozone, but 3 out of 5 voted against further austerity. That should tell us something. People are prepared to risk that Eurozone status in order not to have another plan that keeps Greece funded for a few more months, merely so that it can repay its loans, but not so that it can fundamentally restructure itself and return to growth economics. So people are now aware, I think, here in Greece, that they are playing for the highest stakes. They are going to risk the Euro membership in order to have a more viable program that somehow sets the economy to rights. And they know that if this means being thrown out of the Eurozone, that task will become much harder. Returning to the drachma will involve enormous dangers, at least in the short term. But I think that that's the mood here now. They know that this is the end game.
Now, what about the real economy, briefly, John? Is this working, the small withdrawals from the ATMs and using credit cards?
No. I mean, the ATM withdrawals of 50 euros a day are just a stopgap measure. The banks are not expected to reopen on Thursday or even on Friday, even though officially the bank closure and the capital controls have only been extended until Wednesday. People here are under no illusion about the health of the banking system or the economy. They probably, I think, expect that this will go on for the foreseeable future. The real economy is suffering enormously because businesses cannot pay their suppliers and their obligations through the banking system, nor can they draw on financing that they've contracted from the banking system. So every business is now living off of its own strength. It's living hand to mouth. In fact, we've heard of supermarket chains that are now paying their employees with cash from the cashier's till. They simply are bypassing the banking system. The trouble is that 90% of employment in Greece is created by small to medium-sized enterprises, enterprises with fewer than 50 employees. That's not the size of company that you would expect to have enormous financial stamina. These are companies which are very vulnerable to the vicissitudes of the market. And the market is shrinking because consumption is falling, because people are hoarding their money. They are expecting that terrible things may happen. There could be a major government default on the 20th of July when Greece has to pay the European Central Bank 3.5 billion euros. Well, Greeks are aware that Greece doesn't have that money. The whole discussion here is about whether the government will be able to make payroll at the end of each month and the pension subsidy, which is necessary to keep the system going at current levels. So I think people know that more difficult times lie ahead with the banking system as it is, the economy as it is, and the government finances as they are.
Independent reporter John Syropoulos in Athens. More of his work is at thenewathenian.com. John, thank you.
Thanks for having me.